Q107 is Toronto's rock station, home to the best rock music on earth, and the Daily Derringer podcast.
I guess you guys are excited about the royal visit this summer.
Cannot wait.
Johnny, will you be taking the family to any of the three stops? St. John's, Newfoundland, Ottawa, or the Yellowknife area?
Probably Yellowknife. I love taking kids on long plane trips. So probably Yellowknife. I could drive to Ottawa, okay, forget that.
I have an idea. They're going the wrong place. Prince of Wales, Duchess of Cornwall. We have a Cornwall.
Yeah. It should be Duchess of Cornwall, Ontario.
Why isn't she coming to Cornwall?
Well,
Newfoundland, climate change, whatever. Go to Cornwall and live your life.
You think there's a Duchess of Medicine Hat?
Great.
Probably not.
Yeah. Maybe in a spring fair or something.
Well, I guess because of the Duchess of Cornwall is why their junior team used to be the Cornwall Royals. Mm-hmm. Doug Gilmore played for the Cornwall Royals.
Well, they can go to a game.
Yeah.
Go to a hockey check. Right.
Okay. Well, they're not around anymore.
Oh. Well, there's got to be some sort of hockey going on.
I would think so.
Hey,
even if it's street hockey.
Street hockey.
Let's go to the church parking lot, Duchess.
So about half of people in Canada say they couldn't care less, eh? When it comes to the royalty.
And I'll say this, and I have a soft spot for them because of my heritage, and I'll say this. I don't see Charles bringing in the new generation.
No.
Like, I think this tour isn't going to work for a 21-year-old.
No, agreed. But I will say, and this is one example, is that I know that my wife and all three of our daughters want to go to the Princess Diana exhibit. Mm. Like that thing that's going on this summer, right?
Yeah.
They all want to go.
Yeah.
But, so you go, these two are also fighting that, right? Like, dude, people really loved your first wife.
She was a star. He is not.
She was arguably the biggest star in the world between, like, 82 and 1997.
You ever think to yourself, like, who had more pictures taken of her, of themselves, than her in her prime?
Where would you have had to go in 1987 to find someone who did not know who Princess Diana was?
Ready? A hockey rink in Cornwall.
Ironically, at a Royals game. Like, she was the greatest.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all huge fans. How could you not be?
Oh.
Right? And now, this is what this guy's got to fight with Camilla in tow. The old Duchess of Cornwall. Right? So,
like, there's no chance.
No.
You got to give it to the son. Maybe he can get the younger people. You said 50%. Maybe you can up that to 75%.
I honestly, I say this at home all the time, I think the only shot that royalty has to continue on the way it is, the British royal family, is for Chuck once the mom dies. And let's face it, at some point she's going to. I wouldn't be shocked if she made 100, right?
Yep.
Like, but at some point she is going to die. And Chuck says, you know what? Because there would also be the symbolism of him doing that, which would, to me, if this guy's thinking about what people are going to think when he dies, Charles, right? People would say that he went out like a champ. He did the right thing. Do you think he's going to do that?
Listen,
absolutely not.
I'm a dad. I don't even give my kids the chair of the sofa that I like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's mine. There's no way I'm giving you the throne.
Well, that's the whole thing. And I don't think there's a chance he would do it.
No chance.
Well, you see that with a lot of families, right? Where you see a lot of families, particularly where there's some money involved, is you go, the parents have more than enough than they can live on, but the kids don't get a cent until they die, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So the parents are like well into their 80s, and they got pretty good money, and the children do not see a penny until they die. Well, you wonder why there's such a scramble when they do die for the coin, because they've all been waiting for it for the last 30 years.
I know.
Right? And it's the same thing here. It's like, buddy, you're going to be 80 years old by the time you take over here. Like, why not just pass it to the kid who was born to be king?
Yep.
Right? He and his wife, too.
Yeah.
Kathy.
But, yeah.
What's her name again?
You know, Kathy from Kindergarten. That's her name, right? Catherine, right?
Yeah, yeah, I think so, isn't it?
Google it real quick, Johnny. Who is William's girlfriend? It's Catherine.
Who is William's
Kate.
Girlfriend?
Kate, yeah, Kate.
Catherine, yeah. Catherine.
You went with the
Because I started questioning myself, right? Yeah. I said, man, Catherine, wow, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah,
yeah, Kate, Catherine, Duchess, she's the Duchess of Cambridge, Ontario. So we got Cornwall and Cambridge both taken care of here. But yeah, these two are like, yeah, they do an awesome job. And you know what? People, younger people who have no time for this stuff, go, well, they do seem okay. Like, she's awesome, too.
She's great.
Like, she's terrific.
But right now, I can't see a 25-year-old buying a plate with Charles' face on it.
Or going, you know what? I do have a soft spot for Camilla. Like, no.
I don't see too many, like, you know, like Ryan said, like 25-year-olds just waiting 8 hours in line just to, like, catch a glimpse as they go by in their bulletproof car. Oh, that was awesome. Fantastic. Maybe Prince Charles should get a TikTok account.
Two things I really want to do this summer. See Justin Bieber and see Princess Camilla or whatever her name is.
Duchess of Cornwall.
Duchess Camilla.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? He should have married her in the first place.
That was his true love.
Right, it was. And she ended up getting married to another guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then he felt kind of left out. Because I think they've loved each other since they were really young, right? She ended up marrying another guy. And he was like, now I got to go find a wife. And then, you know, finds Diana, who came from, you know, exceedingly rich blood.
Yeah, herself. Like, I don't think her parents owned a bowling alley. You know, in East Croydon.
No, she wasn't.
Right, Diana, are you going to meet Charles, are you? All right, lovely. Put on something. Put on a nice jumper. Frolic around Charles, are you? Right, darling.
You don't think that's the way it was when Charles knocked on the front door of Princess Diana's house?
Wait. Fish and chips are here. Oh, it's Charles. Hello, Charles. You all right, son? You can go up with my daughter, yeah?
So, yeah.
No tonguing on the first date.
So, like, she was related to Winston Churchill. It's not like she came from a collection of numbnuts over there, right?
No.
So, and then Camilla, and then the whole thing happens, and he looked like a total dick, right? And then Camilla's back on the scene, and people are like, not really interested. And now you get the two of them who are, like, in Yellowknife hanging around.
Wasn't Camilla, like, the most hated woman in, like, England at one point because, like, what was going on? Like, Ryan, you know better than I. John, you know better than I as well. Just, like, with the tabloids over there. Oh. Like, what's it must be like to be one of them, especially one of them in a scandal?
What about the redheaded princess?
Fergie.
So this is Johnny. This is you're talking about how mean they are. She's the Duchess of York, and they called her the Duchess of Pork because she gained a few pounds.
Oh yeah, they are nasty as can be.
They are brutal. Well, you think it's tough here being a Toronto Maple Leaf?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. Try being a royal. First of all, you got to marry your cousin.
Sure.
9 times out of 10, and then you get mocked.
Yeah, that's you do. Harsh. And basically they're telling you who to marry too. Like, there's not a lot of choice in the whole thing.
Yeah, you're not hitting Tinder.
No, and you look. I mean I think most agree that, you know, Chuck never really stopped seeing Camilla the whole time. And then, like a normal human being, you go, hold on, you're telling me he was married to Princess Diana and was stepping out with Camilla?
That tells me true love.
Well, it does.
Yeah.
Because if you're just looking, I'll tell you honestly, as a man, if I'm looking at the two of them, right? I was going to say something mean there. I was going to bring up a horse betting thing, but like I'm putting all my money on Diana.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
$2 to show.
Well, that's how you know, right?
Yeah.
Yes, yes,
that's
indeed.
That's soulmate kind of
stuff. More money's
been
put on Camilla, by the way.
Yeah.
Chuck, well, he was just sowing his wild oats.
Yeah.
Hey-o!
Should Charles marry Camilla? Yay or nay? Nay wins!
Nay!
Yeah, so, and then things went sideways. Right? Like, it was all good, and, you know, okay, biggest star in the world. Yeah. It must have totally sucked for him when, and for the Queen, too, when they realized this young woman has eclipsed everything that we are. Like, yeah. People love her way more than they love us.
Oh, my God. She was. Wasn't she the first to, when AIDS all came out and stuff like that, she was, the first to, touch them and hug them and all that kind of stuff. And at that time, people were like, remember people used to think you can catch AIDS from a toilet seat?
Yep.
And so she didn't care. And then what she did with the bombs and all that kind of stuff.
The landmines.
The landmines, amazing.
Of all the charity things that you can get involved in and actually get hands-on involved in, is there anything more dangerous than landmines?
Right.
Like when you saw those pictures of her and she'd be wearing the shield over her face.
Yes.
And you go, okay, hold on. You're telling me she's going on a tour of a place that may have landmines.
Like, she could have easily, just said, I'll just be the figurehead of some charity and just, you want to use my picture once in a while? I'll show up once a year, a ribbon cutting.
Yeah, she could have just tried to save the blue whales. She'll never see one or be next to one. She'd just be like, hey, save blue whales in the oceans. Okay, sounds great. But she's holding live landmines in her hands. Yes. Mad respect.
Yeah, she was pretty.
Because I'm not, by the way.
No. No, that's not going to happen.
No, I'm against them, but I'm also against touching them.
So the royal tour of these two will be in St. John's, Ottawa, and up there in Yellowknife. Do you think there's going to be a flurry of excitement in Yellowknife? Do you think the town will be all
aglow? I do.
And you know, because no one ever shows up there.
Correct.
You got it.
Yeah. Nobody, there are more people show up in Cornwall than in Yellowknife.
Yes.
And most people, Cornwall, it's like, okay, I got to get gas on my way to Montreal.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think they'll be very excited. That's why they do it. And I think the East Coasters, they tend to lean more positively towards the royal family.
Sure. And Ottawa is just Ottawa, right?
Yeah.
So they do a lot of pomp and circumstance. What's the tour dates there? How long are they in town for?
What's this week?
Oh, it is.
3 days. Yeah.
Yeah. Buddy, three days?
You're not lined up already, Johnny?
A 3-day tour.
Yeah. Well,
it's coming up.
That's quick.
It is Chuck's 19th trip, and it's Camilla's fifth. So Chuck's been here 19 times.
Do you think anybody's lining up to see her?
I know. The hardcores.
Yeah, I
disagree. Yeah.
No, it's
the haters.
No, it's like, you know, when there's like a big summer festival, music festival, and there's like side stage bands. You know what I mean? There's always like someone who loves that band more than the headliner, right? I think they're going to be the absolute hardcores that would want to see her. Hmm. But I don't think it's a lot of 17-year-olds.
I disagree. I don't think anybody's lining up for her. I don't think anybody likes her better than the main act.
Well, no, but
I'm a Camilla guy.
No, but you know what? There are such hardcore monarchists that some that'll line up for a fourth cousin. You know the ones where they start looking really odd?
Yes.
The ones where you look...
There's just a hint of Chuck in there?
Your mom and dad were definitely brother and sister.
Yes.
They look off, and you want to give them a banjo and see if they can play... To us, Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Yeah.
Right? They don't look right. People will show up to see them.
I agree. Yeah, but we're
not over Chuck.
Well, they're always together though. You don't even have to fight. You don't, it doesn't matter.
I guess it's just a puff,
right? I don't think he's going to a strip club while she's going, lawn bowling.
Yeah,
you know.
Alex playing this morning. Hey, Alex.
Good morning, Johnny. How you doing?
Just great, buddy. Enjoy that sunshine this weekend.
Absolutely, I was barefoot and running the whole weekend.
Beautiful. Not in the basement, I would think.
No.
The dank, unfinished basement, Alex. That did not happen. It was nice, wasn't it?
It sure was, absolutely.
Well, you think of beautiful sunny days. Can't help but think of having some Bob Marley on the box. We have the Bob Marley exhibit for you. Get some vinyl out of the deal, too, from the
sweet
Bob Marley collection. Yeah, you can see it anytime you want. It's at 1 Yonge Street. It's going to run most of the summer, Alex, from the 1st of July until August 14th. You got any big plans this summer, buddy?
Not really. No, my wife's kind of going in for a major surgery, so it's going to be low-keying around the house, just trying to support her and keep everything going as best I can.
Well, we hope everything goes really well with your wife, Alex.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, no problem, my man. Got Parksy here. He has 5 questions for you. You'll have 40 seconds to answer them. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy, go get him. If you can't think of the answer right away, though, just say pass, and if there's time remaining, we'll come back to it, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Alex, and here we go. How many dimes make a dollar?
10.
Yes or no? Are acid-washed jeans actually washed in acid?
No.
Which composer went completely deaf by the age of 44? A composer that went deaf.
Pass.
What year did the movie Titanic come out?
Oh, man, I avoided that movie like a plague. Let's go 93.
What does the financial acronym EBITDA stand for? You ever heard of EBITDA?
I haven't, no.
EBITDA stands for something. Or which composer was deaf, famous composer?
Let's go Beethoven.
Yeah, man. And EBITDA stands for? Okay, no problem.
Couldn't tell you.
That's a tough one. All right, no problem.
You know, there was another Alex who was out and about this weekend. Alex Lifeson and Geddy Lee were both at the Primus show at Massey Hall on Friday night. It's their Rush tribute tour that Les Claypool and Primus are doing, and they play all of Farewell to Kings. Do a nice job of it, too.
Talk about bass player respecting bass player.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Holy
yeah, both pretty good at their chosen implement, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what about our Alex?
Well, our Alex is pretty good at trivia. I went 3 for 5.
Strong.
Missed out on question 4 and question 5.
I got to shake off the cobwebs here. Give me a second.
Okay, do your thing. You tell me when you're ready.
All right.
Let's go, Johnny. How many dimes make a dollar?
10.
Yes or no? Are acid wash jeans actually washed in acid?
I'm going to say yes.
Which composer?
No.
Which composer went completely deaf by the age of 44?
Beethoven.
Yeah. What year did the movie Titanic come out?
97.
Look at you. You know the financial acronym EBITDA?
Yes.
EBITDA. What does EBITDA stand for?
Earnings no. before yep. Earnest before interest. Depreciation, taxes, amortization.
Yeah, you got it just in the wrong order,
yeah,
but good for you.
A little long.
You know, we have meetings. Alex, we have meetings here every once in a while, and every once in a while, they call us talent, go into the sales meetings, and they throw things like EBITDA, and it's just like, how now, Brown Co. Don't understand it. Don't get it.
Yeah, it's basically Einstein against George the Animal Stealer.
Correct. Yes. But the good news is you, Alex, and JD tied 3-3.
Oh, beautiful.
All right, let's go.
All right, Alex. So, yeah, with a lot going on, you'll have a nice time at the official Bob Marley exhibit, Lighthouse Art Space, which is right down at the foot of Yonge Street. One Yonge Street goes from the 1st of July till August 14th, celebrating the great legacy of Mr. Bob Marley.
Perfect. Thank you guys so much.
All right, so the weather forecast not looking great for the long weekend. May 2-4 coming up. Friday looks nice, 25 and sunny, and a little cool kind of, but who knows, could change by Saturday, Sunday, and then holiday Monday as well. And then next Friday, the following Friday, the 27th, the new Top Gun is out. And rather astoundingly, it's getting amazing reviews from, like, reviewers, like the people who would normally hate a Top Gun, right? Like, they'd want and more existentialist postmodernist motifs to be explored in the film, right? Like, no. Mm-hmm. So here is what, like, an actual movie reviewer said about it. You know, not some guy from Stouffville, right? Who we would believe.
I love a guy from Stouffville.
A guy from Stouffville. That's who I want to hear from. A guy who said, like, yeah, I kind of like the first one. I'd like to see the same sort of thing. So here's what the reviewer said. Jets still scream and muscles still gleam in the ridiculous and often entertaining Top Gun Maverick, though in several respects, the movie rewards an unusual investment of brain power. Like, let's not get into stuff like brain power here. Hardly anything in Top Gun Maverick will surprise you except how well it does all the things you expect it to do. It fulfills our desire to go really, really far above ground, really, really fast. What the earlier film referred to as the need for speed. All right, good.
So in on this. Been waiting a long time. It looks like they waited till it could be done properly. And I'll tell you, you know what helps the cause? Tom Cruise still looks like $1 million.
He looks about 27.
It's insane. It looks like this movie was made maybe 3 years after the original.
Because
if he came in and was like climbing the ladder to get into his fighter jet, was like making noises.
Sure.
You know what I mean? His ankles cracking. Maybe he had to let his jeans out a little bit. His fighter suit is an XL. Doesn't have the same vibe, right?
He had to take his toupee off before he put on his fighter helmet.
Right. Needs glasses.
Right. Yeah.
Is that a MIG in front of me?
Takes his teeth out before he gets too many G's.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you so excited for this movie? Is there a possibility that you may go see this at the drive-in, Ryan? Take the whole family into the car?
Wow. And maybe, so what are you saying? Prime the pump with the kids, give them a Top Gun day?
The only thing is you're giving up a lot. This is actually a movie I want to see in theaters.
You're right. You get distracted. I love a drive-in, but I get easily distracted. You know what I mean? There's a lot going on.
Are you saying you may go see this alone?
Okay, ready for this? I've never done it in my life before. I might go alone, dressed as a character.
You're going cosplay.
Which one are you going? Are you going to like get a full one-piece flight suit?
I think, you know, I'm going to be one of the new characters, and this is all I'm going to say. I'm going to go as Rooster, Goose's son. Miles Teller is his name, I believe.
Yeah, he's great.
You know what I'm going to say? The quote of the movie. My dad believed in you. I'm not going to make the same mistake. Let's go!
Yeah, let's go!
Johnny, do you want to come with me, or we could go old school?
No.
Maverick and Goose?
No,
which one do you want to be?
Neither.
I'll die.
I'm all right. Nope, I don't want to go.
I'll break
you. This is, if I'm not mistaken, or if things haven't changed, your favorite movie of all time, Top Gun.
It might be. Because of, you know, at the age of... Hold on. I got a better idea. Johnny, we'll go as Maverick and Goose. We'll go to the movie theater. But here's the thing. We don't sit next to each other. You sit behind me like Goose. Okay?
Okay.
So we're just imagine the theater.
Up and elevated. Behind you and I like it.
And he tells me things like, popcorn to your right. M&M's to your left. And I can like...
Licorice incoming, 11 o'clock.
Licorice, we got... Or they can be like, shh, we got a wet seat in front of him. We got a wet seat. That'd be so funny, John. Flight suits and just go and you sit right behind me and we do our thing.
Yeah.
Why don't you see how many people in the theater, and it's probably going to be packed when Top Gun Maverick opens and you'll want to see it right off the top. See how many people want to come, you know, maybe a pickup game of volleyball in the parking lot after the game.
Are you kidding? This is a great idea. This is spitballing. So what you're saying, do we play volleyball before or after the
movie? Oh, you play after when you're nice and juiced up.
Topless?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we can do something where people win a prize and they can oil us up? Johnny, you in?
Sure. This is coming together now.
Yes.
Week from Friday. If you want to see Parksy, you'll be at the local theater. Guys, if we keep on throwing out these promotional ideas, eventually they're going to take us up on one of them. So the first one, when we were doing the Bass Pro Shop in Cabela's, was a contest where we'd go camping and it'd be the three of us, and whoever wins the contest or loses it, they go camping with us. And then I think we'd have to have like some support staff there just, you know, to monitor that things go normally. And because, I mean, it'd be just our luck that we get a serial killer, right? And we we're out in the middle of nowhere,
yep.
And they're like, it's Thursday of the next week, and they're like, where did they go?
Yeah,
when are they coming back? Or, you know, and we promise we're not serial killers.
No.
We can make you that solemn pledge.
Put it this way: if we ever do that as a prize, and you have three names, don't enter because you're not getting picked.
Always three names.
Yes.
Eh?
If your name's like Gary Robert Stevenson, you're not coming.
No, sir. So. we thought that would be a good idea. Camping, maybe get Bass Pro Shops and Cabela aboard, and we do a thing, do a contest. Well, I'd like to go really, really far, but probably not. We do go like just off the 400 somewhere. Okay, the other one, and we just came up with this because a week Friday, the follow-up to one of Parksy's all-time favorite movies, an 80s classic, Top Gun Maverick, comes out. It's getting great reviews from everybody who has seen it, because it's going to give you exactly what you want if you loved the first Top Gun, and I think we all did. So you guys, you know, the suggestion was that the two of you would go to the theater in full flight suits, helmets, glasses, the entire thing, and sit. Johnny, you would be the RIO, the radar guy, like behind Parker.
Okay.
So you can't sit next to each other. You'd sit. Parksy, you'd be up front.
I'm steering it.
And I think it does say a lot about the relationship, who's in front and who's in back. Right.
Right. Because you got, first of all, they are literally the lead man, right? Mm-hmm. Also, Johnny dies at the end of the movie. And it's my fault. And I take his dog tags and I huck him in the ocean.
Yes, indeed you do.
Okay.
So Johnny, RIP.
Thank you.
You would be the back man. So you'd win this contest and you would go with Parker and Garbutt to the theater. Maybe soon after it opens, and you would also be in full flight gear, and you and whoever you go with will sit in the same configuration, front and back.
Have to. So you're sitting next to a stranger because your wingman or woman is behind you.
Yeah. Correct.
They are your goose.
Well, yeah, because you can now reserve your seats in theaters. So usually, I think, when two people are going to a movie, they reserve two seats beside each other. That's what they're expecting. And you just throw them a bit of a curveball. But if there's four of you, you're getting two and two anyway.
For full authenticity, I could bring four CPAP masks. And we could all wear them until the movie starts. Then you're allowed to take them off for the corn.
I like that a lot. I like the idea because then you're really getting into character. You have to leave. We'll let you take your helmet off, but you have to wear your sunglasses the whole movie. Do you think any like friendships of 30 years will break up because they both want to be Maverick?
I can see it, yes.
And, like, I
like the fact that Johnny's very compliant here. He doesn't mind being Goose in this equation.
No, you got to look at this guy. This is his favorite movie. I'm going to make him sit in the back.
Thank
We're friends. Right. You take the lead. I'll take the back. Sure.
We're going to buzz the tower together, buddy.
I die at the end at your hands, but hey, so be it.
How tough will it be for you, both in the aircraft, as it were, at the same time, to not talk during the movie and irritate the hell out of everyone else around you?
I know. It's true. Well, because I need to know where I'm at, right? He's my extra eyes. I can't buzz the tower alone, man. I need him. And I'll tell you something else. I don't even care if you're a huge fan of the show. You can only go as Maverick or Goose. You can't go as Viper. I don't even care if it is actually Tom Skerritt. The real, you cannot come as him.
No Iceman.
No Iceman. No Sundown. No Jester. Nothing. Two characters. That's it. Maverick, Goose. And how about this? We give you dog tags, right?
Mm-hmm.
After you break your neck as ice for the half of the 50% of people that die, then we take the dog tags and we throw them into Lake Ontario.
Uh-huh.
Is that cool?
Super cool. Littering and a movie.
Parks, he's all about the environment. What do you think the one thing Leaf fans wanted this weekend was? That was a tough one, wasn't it? On Saturday. Can you say totally unexpected?
No, sir.
Wow. Didn't see that coming.
A friend of mine said yesterday, he's a good point. He's like, I want to get a Leaf shirt made that says disappointed but not surprised. Mm. Like, that's the perfect way to...
that's the way I'd feel.
Yep.
Yeah. You know what? I know I'll be back cheering for him in October. Like, who am I kidding? I'm not going to do the old, I'm burning my jersey.
I'm finding a new team.
As somebody who's not a massive Leaf fan, and now we all know they've lost a few game sevens in their past.
More than a few, but go ahead.
Any positives coming out of this? Well, before it was like just kind of like it was demoralizing, those losses. Anything positive out of this?
Yes. Okay. Last year was the worst.
Mm.
Right? Last year was the Montreal up 3-1 and a team you should have beaten. The positive that you hear and see most is, hey, the team they lost to has won two Stanley Cups in a row. The last two. So, yeah. And there wasn't the almost resignation they played with against Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, they were pretty good hockey. It wasn't like you went, oh, my God, they just went out there and sucked.
Sure. I'm going to read you something, though, Johnny. Sorry, just to answer your kind of question here.
Please.
I have to go on my phone now. Just say we're on FaceTime because we're in different rooms. I screen grabbed it. Let me see if I can find it. And there it is. I screamed that this last night.
Was it the fight?
No, it wasn't the fight. You understand the fighting, though. It says here, the Maple Leafs are the first team in MLB, NBA, NHL history to lose a winner-take-all game in the opening round of the playoffs 5 years in a row.
Well, that tells you there, right there. So
tells you everything.
There were a couple of good beefs. The one that has been making the rounds is the guy who loses his shirt. It's in the concourse at Scotiabank Arena. I'm guessing after the game. I don't think that happened after the first period.
But I will say with the tight jeans and mullet, like, did he even have a shirt?
Well, he does put something on. Okay. There's some sort of tarp toward the end, but I wouldn't have been shocked if he'd gone to the game shirtless.
Sure.
But the guy who's going up against him, and this is the kind of thing that you go, okay, it sucked. What are you going to do? I'm still planning on having a great summer, and I hope you are too. This won't be ruining August 16th for you, right? You go, hey, what are you going to do? It happened. We cheer. We'll be back next year. This guy went to punch his fellow combatant and missed him, and it looks like he hit the cinder block wall. So this guy now is going to have probably a really nasty hangover that he had yesterday morning, and some sort of injury to his hand that is going to remind him of his idiocy for a good part of the spring and summer.
You know what's amazing is, like, I guess you're so heated. You see you're getting filmed and you still swing. Mm-hmm. Like, you still are that upset.
I'd love to know what caused the fight. Like, you're all Leaf fans, and your team has lost again, and you get into a fist fight in the concourse after the game. Like, I'd love to know what started the beef.
Do you think it's like one guy is like a hardcore fan, and maybe the other guy said something mean about the Leafs, and the guy won't have it? Like, that's our team. You can't back down now. You can't jump off the bandwagon now. We got to support them in all their times.
Threw out a trade Nylander, or Keefe's got to go, or screw Dubas.
Sure. Yeah.
Maybe it was like, hey, don't worry. There's next year. Well, this year's still raw, pal. Let's fight.
The game ended like 40 seconds ago.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's the next year guy.
Yeah.
No, they're still next year, fellas.
Yeah.
The curse of the Leaf fan. We're going to choose to laugh about it. Oh, you have big traffic problems out in your neck of the woods there, Parksy. Is that your exit off the 401, 25?
Buddy, sometimes I like to have a little fun. Sometimes I go 25, sometimes Trafalgar. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, when I'm feeling frisky, the old James Snow. That's what I got in my life. What's exciting
that's
to me is...
feeling frisky.
Is taking which way should I go to work or come home from work?
I hope you're feeling frisky because it sounds like James Snow on the way home.
Yeah.
25. At least it's eastbound for you, but I'm sure people will be looking at it going westbound.
Oh my God! Speaking of traffic and everything, I oversold that.
So excited!
I oversold it.
Yeah, you really sounded very almost agitated.
Yeah.
By that.
No. I want to tell you guys something that
you have a medical condition we don't know about.
I have lots of issues.
Okay, go ahead.
Remember how we talked a couple weeks ago about I said right around that area, actually a little closer to Mississauga, but it doesn't matter, that I saw people look like they were mining for gold.
Yeah, they were doing the environmental assessment.
Are you guys seeing that everywhere now? So now they're making on Trafalgar Road, as you go northbound, they're making more lanes. And so they were doing that over the weekend, mining, or Friday, mining for...
Well, they're not actually mining. They're making sure that there are not, like, artifacts or, like, human bones or anything on the ground where they're about to build houses, so we don't build subdivisions on what were once cemeteries.
It's nice that they're doing that now. Like, I don't think... That doesn't scream, like, 1985. Like, I think they would have just started putting stuff down.
Oh, are you kidding? Like, 1968? They would have...
They would have known that something was there, and they're going to put it on top. Yeah, so I just think it's cool that they're doing that now. I'm just noticing it everywhere.
Well, what I noticed on Saturday being out was, you know, the idea that there are a lot fewer cars on the road these days. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
It's, and we're not just, everybody expects it. It's 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning, 4 or 5 in the afternoon. But your Saturday afternoons, I was on the 401, and it's insane.
Are you guys doing anything? Like, the one thing I will say I'm doing now because of gas prices, I'm trying to carpool. Like, we had a hockey tournament this weekend, and I mooched two drives off my buddy Brad. And a friend, Anthony, two guys, because it's just so expensive. I'm like, guys, if I can take lifts with you, I'll do it.
Totally. Like, or if you don't have to go somewhere.
Oh,
do I really have to go there? Nah, I'm good. I think I'll pass.
How many times did you drive to the hockey tournament this weekend?
I'm going to get up next round.
So you mooched three rides, didn't throw in for gas, and that's a win for you.
The last 2 weeks, by the way, with the gas price, have been like playing with a con man, right? It's like their version of three-card Monty. So it went like if you take $1.90 is where they started, then up to $1.98, and then they give you the little tease. Oh, it's dropping 3 cents tonight, and then 10 more cents on top of that. So the minus three quickly becomes a plus seven, and we're now in the 208 range.
Oh, yeah, it's gone up like 11 cents.
I saw one from Maple Ridge, B.C. yesterday, 233.
Okay, so then that's a good question that Johnny kind of threw out there. I know it was a cheap shot at me, and I get it. But remember when you were younger and you would go to like maybe a cottage with your friends? Like say you're 19, 20 years old. You would chip in for gas, right? Mm-hmm. Because you didn't have a lot of money then and stuff like that. Are we back to chipping in for gas as adults? Because I couldn't tell you the last time someone gave me money for gas if I drove them somewhere. But are we at that phase now because of the cost?
Well, I think it depends. Like, you would want somebody to chip in for, like, a three-block ride. Johnny and I might be, like, 100 kilometers.
Sure.
You guys are, like, you're like Uber then. Like,
oh, you got to drive your kid to school? Sure, for $8.
Yeah.
For $8, I'll be happy to.
Yeah. You want to go to Ottawa and back? Just pick up the sandwiches. I'm fine with that. You rise looking for straight e-transfer.
Here's my email address. I'm not picking up your kid until I receive the money. Chris is our contestant this morning. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great, thanks. It sounds like it is going to be an amazing exhibit on the history and legacy of Bob Marley that we're going to give you tickets to. It runs from July 1st to August 14th. It's called the Official Bob Marley Exhibit at Lighthouse Art Space, which is right down at 1 Yonge Street. The Bob Marley One Love Experience is where you'll be spending a day or an evening this summer, Chris. All right. Yeah. It sounds like a lot of fun. There's a bunch of extras that come with it as well. The VIP treatment is what you'll get for the Bob Marley deal at the Lighthouse Art Space. You know our buddy Parksy over here, Chris.
I do.
You're our man, Ryan P. Parker. He has come equipped with 10 questions. 5 of them were for the early edition. He's got 5 left for you, and you have 40 seconds.
Yeah, Chris, I'm going to say I'm actually rather proud of these questions. I hope you enjoy them as much as I did coming up with them. 40 seconds. You ready to go?
I am.
All right, your time starts now. What style of dance do dancers do pirouettes?
The ballet.
Brunch is a portmanteau of what two words?
Lunch and breakfast.
Someone who is very strong might be described as being as strong as a what animal?
Ox.
What color flag is awarded to a beach that meets high standards for cleanliness and water quality?
Red.
How many spikes are on the Statue of Liberty's crown?
8.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay, Chris.
Did I hear a wow from Chris?
He gave more of like a you know that sound you make when you're a little disappointed in yourself.
Yeah,
like,
ah. Yeah. It was a lot of that going around on Saturday night, eh?
Correct.
Yeah. You know what the worst part was for us?
What's that, brother, on Saturday night?
Getting trolled by our own kids.
Oh, yeah.
Within seconds. Mom and dad are losers. Leave that.
You can't, there's nothing. There's no retort.
No, you're like, absolutely. A big, fat, juicy L from your children.
So Chris took 2 L's but got 3 check marks. 3 out of 5.
Ah, nicely done, Chris.
So that's not bad. Don't be so hard on yourself, Chris. You've done good.
Ah.
Let's see if you give a at the end.
There will definitely be an But okay, you know what? There won't be one of those next Monday. You know why next Monday is there's not going to be an for any of us? Because next Monday's May 2-4.
Thank you.
There you go. All right.
Thank you for
that. So your last Monday for 2 weeks. As you're getting going about your day, you're not going to have to deal with this next Monday. All right, go.
Let's go. What kind of dance do dancers do pirouettes?
Ballet.
Brunch is a portmanteau of what two words?
Breakfast and lunch.
Someone who is very strong might be described as being as strong as a what animal?
Ox.
What color flag is awarded to a beach that meets high standards for cleanliness and water quality?
What blank?
Color, what color flag?
Oh.
You want to see this color when you go.
White.
How many spikes are on the Statue of Liberty's crown?
13.
The answer is 7. And you want to see, if you go to a beach, like Johnny, if you went to Kikin Beach, what color flag would they post?
That'd be a brown flag.
A brown flag. You do not want to swim?
Nope.
Unless you love pink eye. If you want to get out of work, like let's say you have to work next Monday.
Sure.
Go to a Kikin Beach with a brown flag.
So Chris, if you're going to a beach and there's a brown flag, that's a nay on going into the water.
Don't go in with open sores.
Thank you.
You want to go into a beach with a blue flag.
Blue flag. That's the low fecal count.
Yeah, blue is good.
Excellent.
Right.
Okay, can I just throw out something here? This and children, listen to your Uncle Johnny right now. I've said it before. I'll say it again because it just happened. Go with your gut. My gut said 7 for the Statue of Liberty.
Really?
Now, I was totally guessing. But my gut, something the internal system said 7. But you know what I didn't do? I didn't go with my gut. And I came up with some other cockamamie scheme, which happened to be the number 13. So, children, Go with your gut. If your gut says 7, go with 7.
And if your gut says don't swim in that water, then don't. Always trust the gut.
Because if you do go swimming in that, your gut will turn on you.
Have a great time at the Bob Marley exhibit, Chris.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Wasn't long enough? We've heard that before. Listen to Derringer in the Morning, weekday 6 to 10 on Q107.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.